This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A memorial for the victims of yesterday's shooting in Boulder has taken root outside a fence that now surrounds the store. CU music student Lewis Saxton was inside the King Supers before the shooting, and he came back today to play his cello.
I feel like everybody is feeling emotionally wrecked right now, and I think that one of the most healing things in this world is music.
People have left flowers and signs along the fence as the FBI and other authorities investigate the attack. Colorado is updating rules for visits to residential care facilities where older adults and people with disabilities live. CPR's John Daly reports.
The state health department's new public health order follows an update from the Biden administration. Strict limits were put in place last year after the pandemic hit. Now those rules are being eased for residents who've been vaccinated. If a resident is fully vaccinated, they can choose to have close contact, including hugs with a visitor, while wearing a well-fitting face mask and cleaning hands before and after. For the safety of residents, visitors to facilities are encouraged to get vaccinated. The health department says visitation should still be limited for residents who are not vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Snow likely tonight for Denver, a chance of snow showers and windy for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. It's 38 in Colorado Springs and Denver. This is CPR News.